feel, where the rhythm is hot and the music is real. You can do it out of love, swear off the booze, but everyone alive needs to sing the blues. So time to raise some hell and get on down.
That is the song Underground from the musical Memphis, which is the next production by Shreveport Little Theater, coming up over the next 3 weekends, in fact. And joining me in the studio is Brady Hodson, who plays the part of Huey Calhoun. We'll learn more about him in just a minute. Chris White, who is the assistant director for the show, and I have to say, since we air Shadow Files, Cheryl White's son, so I gotta throw that in there. But Brady, Chris, welcome to Red River Radio.
Thank you.
So we're going to do this spotlight on the musical and talk a little bit about the production. The storyline is loosely based on the life of a DJ, which I could definitely identify with, Dewey Phillips, who was at WHBQ for a long time, and he's known for a number of things, not the least of which he was the first DJ to play Elvis's first single. So he was progressive. The musical itself is, of course, somewhat about him, but it also has a lot to do with race relations in the time, especially after World War II. So, Chris or Brady, why don't one of you start talking about that aspect of it?
It's a musical about, of course, the intricacies of race relations in the 1950s in a southern state, and this is about 10 years before the Civil Rights Movement, or the Civil Rights Act, excuse me. And so there's tensions are heavy, of course, and this is about the one radio DJ who played R&B music on white stations before anybody else did.
Mm-hmm. And really, it just talks about the beginnings of those changes and the difficulties that were met at that time, even as far as violence, physical violence in a lot of ways, and those people were really pioneers in bringing those changes to pass and made a lot of sacrifices and risked their own lives in a lot of cases. And the neat thing about it is just kind of the overarching theme that music can unite people of all backgrounds, race, culture, whatever it might be. Music can be a great equalizer between all of them.
Yeah, and as part of the storyline, at least of the musical, your character, Huey,
yes,
has a relationship with a black club singer.
Yes.
And her family, as well as your family, are both against it. Why don't you talk a little bit about how that develops?
Well, it was definitely a big issue back during those times where there were even laws prohibiting, interracial marriage and things like that. And one of the things that you see in the show is the risks that come about because of their relationship and how they try to keep it secret. And when it's not so secret anymore, it becomes a very sensitive topic. But there have been, a number of things that I've looked at as far as, inspiration for that time, talking about there was a movie called Loving about a white man and a black woman that had, went and got married and then moved back to the South, and they were met with, the same kind of violence and persecution and stuff like that, which is really just an interesting point in, history of the human race.
Sure. The musical itself was a multiple Tony Award winner. I know it won for best musical itself,
right.
Best book, if I'm not mistaken, and I think it also had best score, and there's one more which I don't remember, but in any case, it was a great hit, and it ran for well over 1,000 performances.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Not just on Broadway, but of course there was a London production, and it got its start up in Boston, which a lot of shows that moved to New York eventually, they start off there. Talk a bit about the music itself and the show as a show.
Well, I actually saw the Broadway production in 2010.
You were lucky.
Yeah, I was. I was very lucky. I fell in love with it then, and I'm lucky to be a part of it today, almost 8 years later. The music is it's soul-based and rhythm and blues-based. It's got a lot of power to it. It deals with things that we still deal with today, racism, bigotry, hatred. Yeah.
There's also just a lot of good tunes. I mean, as far as the music goes, one of the, I think the main music writer of the show was one of the founding members of John Bon Jovi. Mm-hmm. So he definitely knows what it takes to get a catchy song that, you know, is popular on the radio. And so you'll come away from the show humming a lot of the tunes. They're very memorable, very catchy, very, very entertaining.
All right. So you're the, play the part of Huey. Calhoun. Who else is in the cast?
So the character of Felicia Farrell, who is the lead black singer female, is played by Arielle Edmonds, who is from Longview, Texas. And let's see, her brother, who is also a pivotal part of the show, Delray Farrell, is played by Donovan Rowe, here in Shreveport. I think he's originally from Monroe. Let's see, most everybody is from local areas, from some handful of people from East Texas that we've all kind of put together a kind of a, you know, hodgepodge cast of people, but we've all been able to just become a big family while we're trying to express this story.
Sure. Laura Nugent is the director.
Correct.
Right? And Adam Philly, who is, I think he's kind of established himself with a lot of shows here.
Oh, yeah.
Now.
Right. Definitely.
And so it's a lot of fun stuff. I'm assuming that you'll have some sort of rockin' pit orchestra.
Yeah, we wish.
Yeah, we're actually using track based.
Well, that's okay. A lot of the same thing. So it will be both. You know, one of the things that stood out from the reviews have to do with the great emotional content of it, because there's a lot going on. I mean, in some aspects of it, it's very heavy, but yet you have all of this driving music.
Right.
Throughout the show, so it's a little bit of that contrast in there, but that way the experience, I think, is a little more comprehensive.
Absolutely. It's definitely an emotional roller coaster. I mean, there's many just, you know, funny parts where you'll be laughing like crazy, but then other parts that will literally bring you to tears.
Rip your heart out.
And it's definitely a story that needs to be told, especially at this day and time of, you know, where there's still racial inequality in the world today and things like that. And it's really something that we need to think about as a people.
How, Brady, since you're doing the part of a man who is very well known for his delivery style and all of that, I mean, it's not Dewey Phillips, and yet it's supposed to represent Dewey Phillips.
Right. Loosely based, yeah.
Yeah, so what have you done to prepare for that?
Well, I mean, obviously just, you know, good old Google search and YouTube. Luckily, there are quite a few recordings of Dewey Phillips on YouTube, and I listened to many of those over and over again, and did a lot of reading about just kind of the conventional, you know, radio DJs of the time, because listening to him now, you don't realize how much of a shock his style was back then, unless you listen to what a normal DJ, quote unquote normal DJ, would sound like back then. He was very unconventional. He was, you know, loud, boisterous, you know, just didn't care about what he said or what people thought about what he said. If he didn't like a song that was playing, it didn't matter if it was halfway through the song, he would pull it off the record player. If he really liked a song, he wasn't afraid to play it 13 times in a row. And in fact, one of the way that he actually got on the first radio station that he was on was he stormed into the station, from what I understand, and lit a garbage can on fire. And it caused enough ruckus and enough commotion to gain, you know, himself some notoriety, and people loved him for it. And he started out having a 45-minute radio show, which then evolved into a 3-hour radio show from 9 to midnight. And so his target audience was young, you know, teenage kids, and they loved him. I mean, he was just popular as can be. But if you think about it, if you look into his life, and you see this a little bit in the musical as well, is it's not necessarily a happy ending for him. Right. Unfortunately, he died at a very early age. He suffered from alcoholism quite excessively. So even though he was so influential in changing so many things about society's take on this type of music, he wasn't met with success, at least during his lifetime.
Yeah, well, of course, and by the time he was in the latter part of his career, and that was, you know, in his late 30s and 40s, so pretty early, as you said, there was already a changeover to a top 40 style stations and all of that. So that whole world that you're talking about there was on its way out.
Exactly.
But he was one of the leaders of his time. There were, you know, we talk about WHBQ, but there was also CKLW up in the Northeast, which is, That's actually my home territory, so I got to hear that. But these big AM stations influenced a lot of the music that was heard all across the country.
Absolutely.
So when they were broadcasting, they got heard from across the country, literally, like the Louisiana Hayride did here. So it was very influential. So the show runs over 3 weekends, right?
Correct.
Yeah. All right, opening this weekend. Why don't you go ahead with the show times and. I see this confusion on your face.
No,
does it open on which day?
It opens on a Thursday night.
Thursday night. So
we open July 12th, yes. And we do Thursday, Friday, Saturday at 7:30, and then a Sunday matinee at 2 o'clock, and that's for the next 3 weekends.
Yes. For the next 3 weekends. So you have a lot of opportunities. That's 12 shows. A lot of opportunities to see the performance. It's a great, again, a Tony Award-winning musical. If you want tickets, you can go to ShreveportLittleTheater.com.
Yes.
And go there, and there's a ticketing app that's part of the website there. Is there a number also to call? Do you know offhand?
Not offhand.
You can go to the box office at the theater on Market, Market Place. The box office is open Monday through Friday, I believe, from 12 to 4.
Right, over there on Market Place. And it's a beautiful theater. If you've never been there, it's a great place to go and see a show. So that is the musical Memphis running over the next 3 weekends. Actually, a little more than a weekend because Thursday, Friday, Saturday evenings and Sunday afternoons. And features a great local cast. It's a great score, and also a little bit of American history as part of that as well. So I'd like to thank Brady Hodson, who plays the role of Huey Calhoun, and Chris White, who's an assistant director for the show. Thank you guys for being here.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you.
And if you're with an organization and you have an event coming up you'd like to be featured on a future spotlight here on Red River Radio, give us a call at 800-552-8502. Without love, swear off the booze, but everyone I